A cup of tea and family time, things usually taken for granted. Not for this man. Hijaz Hizbullah is home on bail after spending nearly 2 years in detention. The lawyer was accused of involvement in the 2019 Easter attacks that killed 269 people, but charged 10 months later under Sri Lanka's Prevention of Terrorism Act with hate speech and creating communal disharmony. His detention drew local and international condemnation and demands for his release.
The normal PTA detainee has no lawyer, has no media attention, has no social media talking about it. It is nothing. So then it's a complete state of hopelessness, and that you're in a huge legal black hole. And that's the feeling that a lot of them have.
The law, also known as the PTA, allows for police to detain suspects without trial. It also lets courts convict suspects solely based on confessions. Many say it's been used to stifle dissent and crush opposition. On Tuesday, the government voted to change its law. It follows years of pressure from home and abroad to repeal or change the 43-year-old legislation.
That this amending legislation strikes a perceptive balance, having regard to all the changes which have taken place in our country during the last 43 years. We have whittled down the provisions of the Prevention of Terrorism Act. We have diminished its rigidity in a manner that is appropriate to the present stage of development of Sri Lankan society. We have stopped short of abolishing it altogether.
The Tamil National Alliance says the changes don't go far enough.
The most talked about provision in the PTA, the confessions made to police officers being admissible as evidence against that person, and even co-accused for that matter, still remains. You haven't touched it.
Sumandiran's party has started a nationwide signature campaign urging the government to repeal the PTA. They say they have collected more than 100,000 signatures so far.
The government says the changes are a substantial improvement of the existing security law and has dismissed calls for a full repeal. But the opposition says it's an attempt to mislead everyone, saying the most worrying sections of the law are still intact. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.